We have Alec and Owen in the studio this morning. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Talking all things health and wellness and spirituality all in one place. But before we get going, Alec, Impact Radio is celebrating 27 years of being on air. That's pretty cool, right?
It is.
How long, estimates, I'm not expecting you to give me like years or anything like that, but how long have you been listening to Impact Radio for?
Consistently or regularly in the car when I'm driving for probably the last couple of years. And then before that, just on and off. And whenever I get into my wife's car, because she listens to it very regularly.
Okay, so I'm guessing your wife introduced you to Impact Radio.
Well, no, well, I suppose you could say that, but I mean, I've always been aware of Impact.
Okay.
Through the Raybert family, and yeah, so.
All right.
Good.
Cool. Good stuff. Let's get going with a wellness. I mean, we had Comrades Marathon on the weekend. Any of you inspired, Owen? You're going to do your first Comrades?
You know, my dad trained for Comrades, and I give him the props because he was going for it. But honestly, I don't think marathons is for me.
I'm with you on that one, Owen. And yourself, Alec, are you planning to do anything like that?
Yeah, the idea of running on par doesn't really appeal to me. I'll run that in the mountains and on trails, and I'll, you know, it's a... yeah, it's just a personal preference. But in South Africa, you're not really a runner if you haven't run Comrades.
So
at some stage, I might have to just do it.
So if you're a park runner, it doesn't count, you see. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the story because we are going to be talking about being a bodybuilder. And I love that play on words, that you build your body. But in our running club, there's a gentleman. He is, I think he's... probably towards more like his early 80s. I'm not too sure. You know, one doesn't ask gentlemen their ages, I guess. But he started running at the age of 48. And he went from smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. And he's done more than 10 Comrades marathons.
Wow.
Awesome.
That is phenomenal.
That's a huge transformation. Like, man.
It really is. And it comes back to what Alec says week in and week out. Start where you're at.
Yeah,
you don't have to go from doing nothing to do your first 21 kilometer. Just start where you're at, do it regularly, and build on that.
At some point, he realized and took responsibility for where he was at and what he was doing to his body, and he made a change.
He must have.
I mean, I can pretty much guarantee you that if he'd continued smoking at that rate, he wouldn't be 80 today.
Exactly.
He'd be 6 feet under. So, yeah, congrats to him. And you can lead a long and healthy life, and you can make a change at any point in time. So the idea today is just for you to take stock of where you're at and take the responsibility for where you're at. Mm. So... The idea of a bodybuilder, when you mention that, certain images come to mind.
Exactly. You think you need these big muscles and you need to be eating eggs only and, I don't know, whatever these bodybuilders do to get to that size.
Except we're all bodybuilders and we have built our body, and you need to take responsibility for where it's at. So if you're in a good space, congrats, well done. But if you're not... then it's nobody else's fault other than your own, and you need to own up and do something about it and realize that you can make those changes and improve the quality of your life and fight against lifestyle diseases by making good, sensible choices.
You know, I really actually love what you say here about everyone is a bodybuilder. And I think that's such a mindset change. Like, you really, like, transforms your mind to actually think, wait, I am in control of my body. It's my temple of the Holy Spirit, and I have to take care of it. And that mindset of it being, oh, stereotypical, it's only for this person, is kind of really broken, because it's actually for everyone. Everyone has a temple, and everyone needs to take care of it. So that's great.
Bodybuilding. We're all bodybuilders, and we need to decide if we are not strong, what are we going to do? If we are strong enough, how are we going to build more strength?
Yeah. So again, it comes back to what are your goals? What are your objectives? What is your purpose? do you just want to be healthy, or do you actually want to achieve a specific goal and outcome? And if you've got a specific goal and outcome in mind, then you need to adapt your training and your nutrition to help you to achieve those goals and outcomes. So it's all driven through renewing your mind and experiential learning, figuring out what works for you, being inquisitive, having a growth mindset, and then from that, being able to put it into practice. If you, it doesn't matter whether it's the Bible or anything else, but if you read something and you don't put it into action, if it doesn't go from thoughts through to action, then it's pointless.
So true.
Exactly. And, you know, I've seen in your notes over here where you say, stress the gap between expectation and reality. And that's where you align your desires and your expectations with reality. That's so powerful, because sometimes we think, oh, I'd love to do a Comrades Marathon. You're in, you're out. Oh, I still haven't done the Comrades Marathon, because it's just an expectation that you expect yourself to do at some stage, but in reality, not doing anything to get to the start line.
Yeah, well, if it's a wish and a dream, that's where it will stay. But if you put a plan into play and you work on it and you systematically work towards it, you go from your park run to your 10K to your 21 to your marathon, then you will be able to get to running a Comrades Marathon. But you can't wake up in the morning and then just think you're going to go and perform at Comrades without some serious side effects and consequences.
Exactly. I want to read in Romans 5, verse 3 to 5. It says, moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance. Unswerving endurance, that is. The endurance or fortitude develops maturity of character, approved faith, and tried integrity. The character of this sort produces the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts. Therefore, the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5, verse 3 to 5. I love that scripture in verse 4 where it says, the habit of joyful and confident hope of eternal salvation.
Yeah, well, we need to realize that we're eternal beings and that we're not earning our salvation. It's grace. And if you know who you are in Christ, then you can live that out in your daily life. And you can best do that in a healthy body. That's the message we're trying to get across, is that, you know, if you want to glorify the Lord, if you want to love and serve others, you've got to start by loving yourself and caring and nurturing your body so that you can be effective and lead a long and happy and healthy life. So.
Oh, and you're in missionaries. You're in missions, and you know exactly. It's the spiritual aspect of your walk with Christ. It's your mental aspect, and also your physical aspect as a missionary.
Yes, like I think for me, what the Lord really showed me was that in order to be changed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, it first starts with your spirit, man. You know, when you receive Jesus, you are saved, your spirit gets transformed. But then what happens is the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you, and he starts teaching you what you need to know and bringing you into the fullness of what he created you to be. And I think that's what I love about this program and these interviews on a constant basis, is it's taking our mindset from what we are now and breaking into what we can become. And a lot of people are stuck in a mindset where they kind of say, oh, that's for someone else. It's kind of like a victim mentality of, that's for someone else, I'm stuck in my way, I can't get out of this, I've tried, I don't know how. And it actually comes back down to your why. Like, why are you deciding you need to change? And like your story of that guy at your running club going through such a drastic transformation, it's like, what was his why? All of a sudden, something clicked inside of him saying, wait, I really do need a change. These are the reasons why. And taking it from that place where it's actually revelation given to you from the Holy Spirit that's driving you to step into a body that is what God created. So it's like every part of our anatomy starts to become submitted to the Holy Spirit, whether it be your body or whether it be your emotions or your mind. Everything starts to be transformed as the Holy Spirit starts working through you.
That scripture, your body is a temple, I think that is so powerful. I don't think we realize what that really means with our body being a temple. If the Holy Spirit's living inside you, how are you in your mind? When you're renewing your mind, you are cleaning out the temple.
That's it.
You need a steward. You need to be a good steward of what God has given you. You've got one body, and you need to make the best of it and get the most out of it. That's what we should be doing. And everybody is capable of that. And the whole message that we've been trying to get across is that the norm in society at the moment is the vast majority of people are overweight, followed by people that are frail. And in both of those instances, those are self-inflicted. And so you can do something about that, but it takes discipline and determination and all those character traits that you read about in that scripture. To develop your character, you need to be able to go through the hardships, if I can put it that way. So yes, that's why we're saying do it in small incremental bouts. Find something that you really enjoy doing. Experiment, try something new, but just get out there and get started. And then once you are you will make progress once you started. But you can't steer a stationary bicycle.
Not at all.
You need to get a move on.
I'd like to go back to the scriptures in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work.
Oh, that's so good.
You were mentioning the a holistic approach, and that's what we are driving at, is that it's the spiritual, but then your physical body, your nutrition and exercise play such a direct role and impact on your emotions and on your well-being. You've got this tool that you can actually use at your discretion to actually effect change. So if you want to approach it from a spiritual point of view or nutrition or exercise, the opportunity is there, which is the easiest one for you to actually improve and put into action. And from there, you will develop and grow, and then you can tackle the other disciplines. And yes, there are more, but if those three fundamental things are taken care of, you're in a much better place to then continue making progress in your health and wellness. And the objective of that is what Owen was talking about, is your why, understanding what you are here to gift and to bless humanity with. What are your giftings? What is it that the Lord created you in specifically for? Yeah. And are you doing that? Are you achieving that to the best of your ability? If we all do that, the world will be a better place.
No, I just something to add there as you were talking. I realize that a lot of people have a certain perception that some people have arrived. You know, it's like, oh, wow, look at them and what they've like accomplished. They've arrived. I wish I could be like that. But the truth is that every single person is always constantly growing. No one is like Jesus. Like no one is like Jesus. And we all constantly growing, whether it being applying discipline and endurance in a task or a tool that God's given us, which is exercise. You develop so much self-control by being consistent and by being accountable to people with what you're doing. So it's like, it's a multifaceted development of yourself and transformation that is a constant process, and we've never stop.
We had the comrades now, and I can guarantee you that at some point in that race, everybody that ran it didn't feel their best. They really had a hard time.
Yeah.
So regardless of whether you won the race or whether you came in just before cutoff or you didn't come in time, at some point in time, you were having a hard time. And the trick is to have it put time between that, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and your actions. So if you allow yourself to, on the whim, just back out and pull out of the race, you're not going to achieve your goal of crossing the finish line.
Yeah.
But you might need to just back off, slow down, have some rehydrate, get to feel better, and then keep moving forward towards your goal, to the prize of crossing the finish line. And if you can stop yourself from making on the spur of the moment decisions that are not taking you closer to reaching your goal and your objective, then you're making really great strides progressing in all walks of life.
Every week, I feel like time just flies. We've reached the end of today's session with Owen and Alec. And really great to see how we are and understand and see ourselves as bodybuilders. You don't have to spend hours in the gym pushing heavy weights three times your body weights to be a bodybuilder. We are bodybuilders every single time we put something in our mouth to eat or to drink, yeah, or whatever it is.
Just look in the mirror.
Exactly. Look in the mirror. You are a bodybuilder. Thank you, gents, for being in studio again this morning.
Thank you.
We'll see you again next week.